Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Another song from Divergent. This song is called Dream Machines by Big Deal.
And we are live, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. This is Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside the great Joseph Erdo, the remarkable Greg Isaac, the fabulous Eric Reiner.
Who you get a fabulous?
Fabulous.
What does that
I
mean?
Fab.
You're just the Fab Five. The fab.
The fabulous every time he wears those things of Kathleen's that he was talking about earlier.
Oh, Leggings. Didn't know that. Yeah, film at 11. Okay, so what do we got, Joseph, in this
I know
hour?
We're jumping all over our schedule, but let's talk a little more about Divergent. You know, because we were mentioning before the break that I got a chance to interview a couple of the stars, right? Mm-hmm. Now, several years ago, I interviewed the star of Divergent, Shailene Woodley. She was a lot of fun to talk to. We had like there was like a lunch thing.
It was during the time she Descendants.
The Descendants, yes.
Which was phenomenal in that movie, I got to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. And
really
she's a really good actress, and I think she might have got like a Phoenix Film Critics Society Award for her role in that or something.
Oh. Is she from here or something?
No, but we give out awards. We're allowed.
Yes, you do.
If you want to hear Dave get excited? Like, she is from Simi Valley, California.
No way!
Wow!
Really? I used to live in Moore Park right by Simi Valley.
Oh, joy!
Oh, my gosh.
What do you guys think about that?
This qualifies for an interview, a complete interview.
She's going to get a Dave NLP award.
Yes. Hey, that would be good. I'm looking at Jennifer Lawrence right now.
You're so excited. Your microphone just popped out.
Yeah, just smacked me in the face.
What? That's his mic, not Mike.
Yeah, I got to go to the concussion room.
Wow.
Right.
Oh, it almost got me again. It's excited.
Well, she was a great interview, but a couple of the stars came to town a couple of weeks ago for the premiere, the Arizona premiere of Divergent. Mm-hmm. There was a red carpet thing and everything. And the two stars from the movie, Miles Teller, who we know him from Footloose and Project X.
21 and over.
Yes. Yeah. Great actor.
Funny
and
kid.
Yeah. And then there's also Jai Courtney, who we know from one of the Die Hard movies.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
Which Die Hard?
Truthfully, I knew who he was, but I didn't see that.
Oh, the good day. Yeah. It's a good day to Die Hard.
Yeah. Was that the
that's a
good
title.
Day?
No, yeah, it is a good day to Die Hard.
Yeah. Because yeah, the one before that was Lone
Eric,
Free.
Is there any
Dave,
time
Dave,
you can...
no one questioned you.
Oh, but that's a weird title, though.
Good day to Die Hard?
Yes. Is there any day a good day to die?
Hard. No.
That's what I was thinking. What's up? I didn't even see that movie.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, he was really good in that. He was also in Jack Reacher. He was the bad guy in Jack Reacher.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
I love that movie.
I like that movie, but I don't remember who the bad guy was.
Remember he had the sunglasses on or something? He's
a good bad guy.
I don't remember, but I remember the cute girl that was in it. What was her name?
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence.
The one that came up to him in the bar?
Yeah.
And
then her brothers tried to... beat him up.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I don't remember who.
That's right.
Who she is.
And then she got murdered. He's a very good actor.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry.
I have no idea.
The movie's been out for 3 years. It's okay.
3 years? 2 years.
Wait, is this one of the main characters in the movie? Because I've never seen it, and there's no female actresses in the movie.
No,
that
she had a small role.
She was in the bar scene, and then later on he went back to where she worked.
Right.
Yes. Confronted her there.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Yeah, but before I talk about the interview, earlier we were talking about what factions we would belong in. I said I would be Abnegation, and Greg, you said that you would be Amity, right?
I have...
Whoops.
Dave,
what that marching band button. In there?
Yes. What was that?
if that was the name, what, I forgot, Amity,
Calamity. What's
that? Which one was that? Was that the Honesty or the Peaceful? Because I think I said it would be tough between Honesty and Peaceful.
That would be Peaceful.
Oh, okay. Wow. It's so
it was cool. Alexia Fast, by the way.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh.
Let's look her
nice
up
name.
Real quick.
She's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. But which one was Honesty one? Because I think it's so close. It's like 50-50. I might be divergent.
Candor.
I think I'm pretty divergent.
Thank you.
So that's hopefully they don't come after me.
Well, I would be Abnegation. Dave, how about you?
I would. I'm looking it up now. I think, okay, my sign as a Libra is Amity. I was seeking peace.
Okay.
However, so I would pick that plus, let's see. What else is there? Factionless.
Factionless is.
I think that's what these would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't belong in.
These are people. Oh no, no,
you
that
failed.
Would. No, no, that's not me. Sorry.
That's you.
No. No, I don't want to be that. Okay.
You're poor. I'd be on the street begging.
I would be. What was it? Oh, Amity. I would be.
Peaceful.
How do you say it? Erdite?
You're Erdite? Not intelligent.
No.
Of course I am.
Oh.
Erdite, and I would be...
Erdite.
I'd be Abnegation.
Abnegation, wow.
One.
Did you even see the movie? Eric, what would you be? Would would you be honest or peaceful or brave? I almost...
Why can't I be all of them?
That's divergent.
Let's be divergent, Eric.
Yeah, you'd
I think
be divergent.
No, I want to be convergent. I want to be all of that.
Divergent is all of it. Convergent is one.
Right.
One. Okay. Which one?
So I do want to be divergent.
But other
why
than
do
that,
I have to pick one?
Because then someone's going to get, like, they're going to get rid of you.
What?
There's, like, a plan to get rid of all divergents.
Oh, yeah. You spoil. Spoiler alert.
That's not a spoiler. That's the plot of the movie.
But what are my choices again?
That's why it's a thumbs down.
It's a silly question.
Silly question. Peaceful, honest, brave, intelligent, or kind, selfless?
Intelligent.
You're
an erudite.
Erudite. Let me just say them. Well, anyway.
Let Joseph do the
talking. Sounds like a Greek god. Erudite.
All right. Well, let's go to our interview clips with. Let's first talk with Miles Teller. You know, his character is Peter. I asked him a little bit about, you know, to tell us a little bit about Peter, if he feels like he identifies with Peter, that kind of thing. So let's see what Miles Teller had to say about that.
Peter, I guess on the page, I thought he was a little more one-dimensional, especially when I read the book. I was like, oh, man, this guy's dude, he's just, like, mean all the time. He just says stiff after every sentence, and he's just always kind of, like, picking on it. So for me, it was nice to just kind of get in that headspace. And, you know, the kid, he's very competitive. He wants to be the best in that program, but also he's pretty mischievous and conniving. And what I learned is that you don't have to worry about who likes you, and that's fine sometimes.
Yeah, and, you know, as you said in the photo, he's looking away. You can see this photo by going to breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F in the upper right-hand corner. That'll take you to our Facebook page. And you can see this photo that I took in a green shirt and orange pants and red shoes with a red belt next to these two fine actors. And Miles Teller is looking away from the camera, looking at the poster. He's trying to do his own, like, pose, because there's a poster with his, like, he's doing, like, a muscle or something like that.
With a tattoo on.
Yeah, with a tattoo on. So he's kind of like... he's doing something funny. The whole interview, he was acting like a clown. That's one of the rare questions that he was actually serious. So if you see him in like Footloose and all these movies, yeah, he is that guy.
Yes.
That is Miles.
And that's
Teller.
Not a bad thing when Joseph says clown. He seems like a funny
yeah.
kid.
Yeah. No, he's a lot of fun.
I don't want to say kid. He's only 2 years younger than me.
Yeah.
So
and he's a great actor.
He is.
And I really enjoy seeing him in movies. And I it was a fun conversation. It just when I'm taking a photo with him, it's kind of like I don't have this chance.
Right? No, I hear you. Well, no, with Project X though, is one of my favorite scenes when he gets to the party and he brings the bus full of girls.
That was such a horrible
great.
Movie.
Oh,
though.
I loved it.
Did you ever see Project X?
I did. Wasn't that the party one?
Yes.
Where the house burned down and everything.
Right. Good
that was
stuff,
like the
right,
worst
Eric?
Movie ever.
That was great.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, wow. It was funny. It was good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, then I also got a chance to speak with Jai Courtney. He's the bad guy in the movie. Not the bad guy, but he's really strict.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if there's anyone with who's really the bad guy, because they all have their own opinions. And but Jai Courtney does a really good job in this movie. Again, he was in Jack Reacher. He was a really bad guy in that. He was a good guy in a Good Day to Die Hard. And he's a very strong character in this movie.
And that's what I would agree. He was the most well-defined of all the characters.
Yes.
I thought.
Yes, I agree. And it was, you know, I interviewed him the day after I saw the movie, and I was so intimidated. I even said, you know, I'm a little scared to ask you any questions because I feel, you know, very intimidated by you. And Miles Teller joked and said, yeah, come on, you could take him. No, I could not.
If he's like... in real life, like he is in the movies, tough guy.
He kind of is, and I kind of asked him about that and his relationship to his character, and this is what Jai Courtney had to say about his character in Divergent.
I mean, it's not, it doesn't require much of a transformation for me. You know, you want to try and make your character as likable as possible, even when you are playing someone who's not supposed to be. And so that's probably the challenge is, you know, remembering that you're not supposed to be liked. And Neil would often... I would try and just instinctively, I guess, be a little more charming or something with the character. And he was always telling me to kind of just make it dead and flat. But, you know, Eric's interesting because in the early part of the training, I mean, there's a drive there. He wants the initiates to be as fit and strong and, you know, as they possibly can. So, I mean, it's just his kind of way, his method, you know, I guess. You know, I think that's highlighted by the relationship with Four and, you know, their kind of dynamic rivalry there.
Yeah. So, you know, great movie. I thought I gave it a thumbs up. Divergent. Mm-hmm. Dave, you gave it a thumbs down. And Greg, you gave it a thumbs up.
Yes.
So there's you're like.
So there's two
here.
Smart people
well,
in the
I
studio.
Originally it could have been two if I see it. I've seen other movies like Pirates of the Caribbean. The second time.
It would have been three.
Second time I liked it. So maybe I'll see it again and it'll be a thumbs up next time.
And I bet Eric would give it a thumbs up.
I think so.
Yeah.
Divergent?
Yeah, you should see it.
Uh-huh.
No?
Not my cup of tea.
No?
You know what? Usually it's not mine either, and I prefer the coffee. But you know what? I think you might be... onto this one.
I'll wait till it's on Netflix.
Okay. You might like
fair,
it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm not going to promise that you'll like it, but it's better than you would expect.
Well, let me put it this way. I can't stand Twilight movies. I can't
this
stand...
This isn't like that.
The Hunger Games, no thank you. And
it's better than both.
Really?
Because it has Kate Winslet.
According to Dave, it's not.
No, here's
Dave
the thing, though.
Know what he's talking about.
If it's different than Hunger's...
I'm very good at this.
If Dave didn't like it, and Dave likes those other movies...
Yes.
then
well, that you might have some there.
Yeah, there we go. Because I love and Twilight and Hunger Games.
I think we usually think the same, except for on This Is the End, which I loved.
And I liked it, and you, we always disagree, except for The Purge.
You didn't like it, you said?
No, I liked it.
Okay, well, then if you liked it, see, now I'm conflicted because if you say you liked it, then that probably means I won't.
But I liked it.
But if I hate it, it might mean you like it.
That's why I'm so confused.
Oh, this is confusing.
Is, it's very complex.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, let's talk a little bit about one of the other films that we talked about earlier. John Doe, we had on the actor, Jamie Bamber from the film, right?
Yes.
He plays an ordinary man who fights violence the only way that he knows how, by killing one a criminal at a time. Mm-hmm. Is he a hero or a villain? Are his actions justice or vengeance? You decide.
You know, I want to see this because, he sounded great, but the thing is that Dexter is one of my favorite TV shows of all time.
Yeah.
Now, granted, Dexter's,
I agree with you on that one.
Yeah. There we go. And Dexter, of course, serial killer, but would only kill, he lives by a code, you know, the bad people that got through the criminal system. So, yeah, this looks interesting.
Yeah, I like the concept. Yeah. I definitely, I mentioned The Punisher earlier. I love both Punisher movies. I think I like the second Punisher better.
I didn't see that one. I only saw the first.
Oh, you got to see Warzone. It's like watching a very, very dark adult cartoon.
And Thomas Jane was in that one too?
No, it was a different actor. I can't remember his name right now. But
that's probably why I didn't watch it, because I don't like when they switch up actors that played the role previously.
I don't either, but this time I think it was like a different interpretation of the Punisher.
Like, I lost interest in all the Batman movies long ago when Michael Keaton was the first one, right?
Yeah.
When I don't know who was it.
Val Kilmer.
So many people. Yeah, Val Kilmer. I think it was that.
Yeah,
when Joel Schumacher took over.
Here's the thing: I haven't seen Punisher Warzone yet, but the actor that did take over, of course, is Ray Stevenson,
yes,
who of course was in Divergent,
yes,
and also in Dexter, where he played Isaac, one of the best guest starring roles you'll see on TV.
And
I
do want to see this really bad.
I spoke with Ray Stevenson some time ago, and he is very, very interested in doing a third Punisher. Unfortunately, both Punishers didn't do all that well. They're going to make a TV show or something like that.
Yeah,
but
I
thought both actors did terrific as the Punisher. They made the roles their own. But let's get back to the reason that we're talking.
Oh,
we got
yes.
off on this tangent. This faction. This faction? No. Okay.
What?
Faction?
What?
No, it's non-faction.
Okay. Well, anyway, John Doe Vigilante, it's very well-intentioned.
Yes.
In theory, extremely effective in conveying its messages about the inconsistencies that our justice system and what we need to do, band together in order to remedy the situation. Again, really, really well-intentioned.
Right.
Unfortunately, as entertainment, it's far less effective.
You didn't tell him that.
No. Well, they know my position on the movie.
It's not his fault either.
Right. It's not his. He does a great job. He's a really good actor. So he does a great job in the movie. And again, it's something that I would think works really well on the page. But, you know, As drama, I mean, I wanted more entertainment value from it. That's just me. I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there who are going to love this film.
Sure.
I thought it sounded good.
Yeah. And it does. It is. It's not a terrible, terrible movie. So again, it's just my opinion. I am giving it a thumbs down. I found it more of a lecture than a full-fledged story that engages its viewers. It will make you think. It will challenge you to develop your own opinions about the events that transpire. This is another one of those movies, kind of like The Face of Love, which you're going to talk about after seeing the movie. So see it with someone that you're going to want to, you know, you're going to want to have this conversation. But the experience lacks emotion, feels somewhat stilted, and it's similar to an arduously dry documentary. Sounds very strong, but I just love playing with words.
Yes, you do, and you're a great writer.
I'm a poet.
And you don't know it.
Correct.
But you have Longfellow's to show it.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, anyway, so I'm giving John Doe Vigilante a thumbs down, but, you know, might be worth a look for several people.
I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
Looked good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, let's... Wow.
If you don't want to see the movie, watch the trailer. It's short, sweet, and to the point.
Well, again, this is our young adult book series show. We're talking all about Divergent, and that is the song. That is the movie that has a song. Anyway, whatever I'm trying to say, I Won't Let You Go by Snow Patrol.
Oh,
wow.
From Divergent.
Who are you
talking about?
Yes.
Who are you not going to let go of all the friends that you...
There's certain people that I can let go. Very happily let
them
go, because they don't want to... Whatever.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Because they don't want to what?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I
they don't want a spoon.
Oh.
And so guess what? They won't be invited to Spoon with the Spoon King no more, yo. And
no aloof girls.
And exactly.
When we come back, we're going to define what truly is the art of spooning. How do you become a great spooner? I think Joseph will explain this when we come back from 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Breakthrough Entertainment. Be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Underneath the echoes, buried in the shadows, there you were, drawn into your mystery. I was just beginning to
When the Darkness Comes by Kobe Kaye. Kaye?
Now you got it.
Kaye.
Oh, that's from the Bruce Willis movie.
No.
Kobe
Which
Kaye.
One? Which yeah, one is too. This? There we go.
The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones. Probably the worst of the young adult book series movies, and yet they're still considering making a sequel. I fell asleep.
If it makes money, they're going to make a sequel.
It didn't make money.
That's why I'm a little surprised, because I know some people were talking about it before it came out, but I know not only that no one liked it, but yeah, I don't think it made money either. So that's
it did not make money yet. They want to try. And Lily Collins was in it. I wouldn't mind seeing more of her.
Yeah, no,
see more of her. But we forgot to say live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Breakthrough Entertainment. Dave Isaac, Joseph Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinhardt. Back to you, Joseph Erdo.
Yeah. Well, in just a few moments, we are going to talk about the Phoenix Film Festival.
Ooh.
Right?
We got
a lot of really great things going on. In fact, here's one of our big announcements. Next week is our Phoenix Film Festival special.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
3 hours all about the Phoenix Film Festival.
3 hours?
3 hours.
Are we going to talk to people?
We've got on people on behalf of four of the films.
Four out of
the four.
Four
Our Breakthrough Entertainment must-see selections. That's what we're calling them.
Yeah?
The Breakthrough Entertainment must-see selections. Ooh. These are the four films that you are going to want to see at the Phoenix Film Festival, which takes place Thursday, April 3rd through Thursday, April 10th. Yes, absolutely. Because I am...
The judge.
The judge. Yay.
And exactly. Jury. I am... And executioner. Is,
yeah.
Are you the only judge?
No, no, no. There's like five judges for the feature film category, so I am one of those five
Who are the
judges.
Other judges?
Do I want to say... They're all members of the Phoenix Film Critics.
Well, why can't you say their names?
Because I don't want to
How about
publicize
this?
Them.
Then
they
least
don't publicize
tell,
me.
Then at least tell us this if you can't say their names. Are you going to also judge the swimsuit contest?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Right. Lily Collins wins. No, not really.
Oh.
No. Oh. That's okay.
Is yeah. it the unibrow?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Oh.
No,
yeah.
She's still cute, though.
Yeah.
Margot Hemingway?
What? What?
She's dead.
She died? When did she die? I thought I just dated her.
Years ago.
Oh, really? Oh, one of those unconscious women.
You're thinking of Muriel.
Oh, yeah. How's she doing?
We've had her on.
Yeah.
On a different show.
Wow. Can we get her again?
Well,
not okay. for you.
Well, then. Anyway.
Here we go.
In just a moment, we will have on president and founder, Chris Lamont of the Phoenix Film Festival, president and founder of the Phoenix Film Festival. Again, this takes place Thursday, April 3rd through Thursday, April 10th at Harkins Scottsdale 101. Next week is our Phoenix Film Festival special, but right now we're going to preview the event, the very exciting event. How are you, Chris?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining us here on Breakthrough Entertainment. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very excited. We just got out of our big staff meeting. The festival's 12 days away, and it is going to be amazing. Our best festival yet.
You know, this is Dave, and we attended last year. Phenomenal festival. Congratulations to you. And what is it, the 14th year, I believe?
14 years here in the Valley. It's amazing.
You know, you do such a great job. It's putting this on. It's well attended too. I mean, it's the place to be, and we hope you get such a great turnout because you deserve it. The artists that make these films deserve it. Just a phenomenal festival, and one of the top. It's actually known as the top the 25 coolest film festivals by a Movie Maker magazine. They describe it that way. It's a great place to be.
And you know the great thing about that Movie Maker contest was that it was filmmakers primarily who were voting on that, and you know, the response that we've got from filmmakers in this year is just amazing. We have 10 films in competition, and then we have about 40 films that are what we call showcase features, kind of that we get from the smaller studios and that kind of thing. But for our 10 competition features, which we show three times over the first weekend, we have every single filmmaker coming out. Mm-hmm. And so after every screening of the movie, and it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's always a screening of a competition film. They're doing the Q&As live. And then they're also, the filmmakers are hanging out at the parties. And so if you love film, you have a chance not only to see some great independent movies, but you also get to talk and hang out with the filmmakers. And that's really, to us, what a film festival really is all about.
Well, you know, you get the backstory. I mean, it's really so much involved. And I'm always interested, not just in the film, the technical aspects, but also, you know, what motivates the writer, the producers, actors to do a film like this. And I find that really fascinating, and that's what your festival does.
Well, you know, it's amazing how the digital revolution, and that's, you know, our festival's all about the revolution of film, is that, you know, everyone has the opportunity to tell a story now, and everyone has a unique perspective, and you can get that story out there with, you know, DSLR cameras, or, you know, people are shooting movies on their iPhones and then editing it on your laptop, and you can make a, you know, you can make a great, you know, great little movie, not have to spend a lot of money, but tell a great story. And, you know, that's really what independent film is all about. And to be able to give the audiences of Phoenix an opportunity to see these. I mean, there's some films that aren't going to be at Camel View, that aren't going to make it, you know, to the Shea, but they're still definitely deserving an audience. And the appreciation that the audiences get, and also that the filmmakers get from, you know, that experience. You can't be a filmmaker without showing your movie to people. And so we want to get the best presentation possible. And we are barely successful at doing it because we always stay on track and we keep, you know, in mind what's important, which is great movies to a great audience.
Absolutely. And, you know, last year we had on several of the filmmakers. We brought them into the studio, in fact. And next Saturday we are going to have on four of the filmmakers, a couple of the stars as well, on behalf of four of the films, our Breakthrough Entertainment must-see selections. We've seen them, and we think that, you know, these are great films, these four films. We want people to go out there and see. So are you able to say any of the films that you really want, either the competition or the showcase, or anything from throughout the festival that you really want our listeners to go out and see at the festival this year?
Well, you know, every film in competition is amazing, and I can't pick one to say. I mean, all, you know, we've got you know, The Joe Show, which is the documentary about Joe Arpaio. That's actually been a little controversial. We've got some there's some great comedies, some great dramas that we've got. You know, some of the really cool showcase films. The showcase films are movies that we go out and go to the studios and say, hey, this is an interesting movie. Like, our closing night movie is amazing. It's called Boyhood, and it's directed by Richard Linklater, you know, who did Before Sunrise, Before Sunset. And this one has Ethan Hawke and Patricia Arquette in it, and they filmed the movie over 12 years.
All right. And the actor's going to be here too, right?
Yes. The story is basically it's about a family that is divorcing and how the son goes through life working with this, trying to deal with this dysfunctional, broken family, broken parents. And they filmed him, like, every year they would go in and do some scenes. And it's amazing. I mean, it's one of those, you know, special movies that, you know, someone with a lot of vision, like Linklater, could come up with. And so that's our big closing night movie. So we're really excited about that. It was in Sundance, and it just won Best Director at Berlin. So for us to get that film so quickly after these two major festivals, it really speaks a lot for the reputation of what we're doing here in Phoenix.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned a lot of the filmmakers, or all the filmmakers representing the films, are going to be here in the Valley. People can mix and mingle with them at the in the Party Pavilion. We love that. And then also, I know some big stars are coming. I just surprised Dave with the actress who's coming to town, I believe, on Monday night or Tuesday night, Leah Thompson, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Mrs. McFly.
Back
yes.
in the future.
I'm sure she's never heard that before. yeah, no, and she's, you know, she's a great example of the kind of filmmaker, actress that we'd love to come to the festival, because honestly, most of the stars that come out to the festival, you know, like, we pay their airfare and stuff and put them up, but Leah wanted to come out with her movie. She's paying her own way. She's staying with, I guess, her in-laws or something.
Wow.
Because she wants to be part of the festival. She wants to be here. I think she'd be here Monday and Tuesday night. And, you know, I mean, that shows a love of the work that she did, how proud it is of the work that she is. And, you know, wants to come to Phoenix and, you know, show it to audiences and have everyone see the work. So that's exactly what we want to do, is we want to have filmmakers come out. And it's great that, you know, she's coming out. Dee Wallace. You know, E.T., we're actually showing Cujo as part of our International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival programming that we also do, which is kind of our late-night programming. So, you know, that little edgier stuff, horror and sci-fi, I love those. And you know, Dee Wallace, again, you know, an actress who wants to come out to celebrate film, to be with us, and we love stuff like that.
Yeah, and I know that I mentioned the Party Pavilion without asking you. That is still going to be in place? Are people going to still be able to, you know, network with these stars?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. You know, we've got what we've done this year is we've actually taken over one of what we used to call the Compound Grill, and in here in the Scottsdale 101. So we're actually going to have a trolley. We're going to have Ollie the Trolley running people over to the Party Pavilion all weekend long.
It's not the Compound Grill anymore?
No. That went away in 2012. Unfortunately, it was a great venue, but I mean, so we are taking over the entire building. And so we've got nonstop events, you know, workshops. We have Kids Day on Saturday morning. We're doing Geek Day on Sunday afternoon. We've got our bands and, you know, all of our acts for the parties on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Our awards are Sunday night. Those are over there as well. So, you know, we love for people to come see the movies, then come and hang out with the filmmakers over at the Pavilion. And, you know, that kind of synergy makes this festival special from other festivals, because, you know, if you go to Sundance or if you go to Seattle or some of those really bigger festivals, they're all spread out across the city. There's different venues, you know, little one-screen theater houses that are showing movies, and there's really no central place to congregate. Well, here, the filmmakers love the fact that all the films are happening in, you know, on the west side of the Harkins Scottsdale 101, you know, Cineplex, and then everyone goes to the same party. You know, there's nothing exclusive about the parties. So the idea is that we really build up this amazing film community, you know, over the weekend. And it's amazing because, you know, if you love film and if you haven't been to a film festival, this is such a great opportunity to check it out because you have to see at least more than one film a day. All right. You got to see at least two movies in a day and then go hang out at the party pavilion. And that is the perfect recipe for a great night, great day at the festival.
Absolutely. You know, Dave and I were out there a lot last year, and we made some really good friends with our friends over with Putzel. And, you know, of course, that won best movie, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah, no, it was a great movie.
Yeah, so we'll definitely be out there again, you know, all 3 days, but definitely Friday night for industry night as well, right?
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, the Phoenix film industry, the people who are making movies here, I mean, without a state tax incentive, it's been tough. But the film industry is resilient, and it's great that the industry, we had 1,600 people at the industry night last year.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of actors and filmmakers who want to make movies and are making movies here in Phoenix. And, you know, we want to do what we can, not only to get them together, to reinforce how important the community is, but, you know, also, you know, to give them a good time, to give them a place where they can hang out and, you know, network and get a chance to know each other. And then, you know, hopefully see some movies too, which would be great.
You know, I'm reading that you had over 23,000 attendees. Does that sound right? Last year, that's a nice crowd.
It is, and you know, the great thing is it doesn't feel like huge and crazy like you think. I mean, 23,000, that's over, you know, like well, in perspective, that's one Suns game. Well, one and a half Suns game. But the way that we work with our audience is everyone's guaranteed a seat when you get a ticket. The lines run efficiently. All the movies. Harkins Theaters actually are the ones that run the booth, the technical booth. And if you've ever been to a movie at the Harkins Theaters, well, you know, any real, you know, Cineplex, they start those movies on time.
Yes.
there's no leeway. We can't let our Q&As, our filmmakers, run too long because, you know, we have to make sure that those movies are starting on time. So unlike a lot of other bigger events, you know, films are starting on time. Everybody is super cool and just really gets the vibe here, which is, you know, coming out and just understanding living, breathing movies. And it's great because, you know, all the restaurants that are here, you know, everyone's at the festival. So everyone's talking about the festival. And so it's really just that idea that, you know, you come here and you can just forget about everything else because you can escape the movies. And with the smaller films, I think they really engage you. You know, they engage your heart. They engage your soul. They engage your mind. And, I mean, really, that's what film is all about. We just do it on a grand scale, you know, for 10 days.
Yeah, and, you know, I really hope that some of the folks from last year come out again this year. We'd love to see them again. His name is slipping my mind right now. He made that documentary that you guys often play.
Oh, you know about Paul Osborne,
yes,
and Scott Storm, the official rejection movie?
Yes, yes. And his movie last year, that was another one of our top picks.
Oh, Favor?
Yes,
Favor. Oh,
I know Dave loved that
one. Oh, yes. That was just such an amazing movie. We had both...
he and the star as well.
That was fantastic. In studio.
Yeah.
Nice people and such talent.
Yeah, and I hope to see Paul again this year. Have you heard anything from him?
Oh, he'll be here.
Yes, of course.
Paul's a regular. I mean, it's official rejection, and then, you know, they've had a movie pretty much. I mean, this is one of the few years over the last 6 years that they haven't had a film, but they're just coming out anyway because they love what we do. I mean, this is, you know, if you ever see Official Rejection, which is the only what I've been able to find documentary about film festivals, you really understand how great Phoenix is and how the opportunities for the filmmakers to show their films and just a high class quality, you know, venue with, you know, a great audience, appreciative audience. You know, it really is. And for a lot of the filmmakers, you know, I mean, I've done it myself. I mean, I'm a filmmaker. That's the reason why this festival was started, because I thought that Phoenix deserved, you know, a real film festival. I thought the audiences and I thought that the filmmakers of this city, you know, the sixth largest city in the country, deserved to have a world-class festival. And so we've been very fortunate to be able to do that. And, you know, a lot of filmmakers, when they go to festivals, they have to scrounge. They have to go out in the streets and hand out flyers and convince people to come to their movie. Here, the audience comes. You don't have to, as a filmmaker, you don't have to hustle to get people to come to your films. Your film's going to sell out. But you come in and just enjoy the experience. And that's really something else that makes us, you know, just so special, is that the people who have come to the festival in the past, and hopefully the people who come in the future, and hopefully they'll come from April 3rd through the 10th, everyone who comes out really understands and appreciates how special the event is and how needed to see these movies and meet these filmmakers.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, for our listeners, we are the next 2 weeks, actually, we're going to have on folks from the Phoenix Film Festival. I can say that we're in 2 weeks, we'll have on some folks from Mutual Friends, which is screening out at the festival. But next week, 3 hours, all about the Phoenix Film Festival. We're going to be naming our top four picks of the competition features, have on a lot of the different folks from the movies, and the festival itself is Thursday, April 3rd through Thursday, April 10th at Harkins Scottsdale 101. We want to thank you, president and founder of the Phoenix Film Festival, Chris Lamont. We'll see you out there.
Oh, absolutely. Make sure you get your tickets early at phoenixfilmfestival.com.
Definitely, definitely. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Have a great day. We'll see you there.
Okay, thank you, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Chris. Wow, excellent.
I can't wait.
You know, I just love talking to the founders of the creators to make these events so, not just large, but a pathway for filmmakers to get recognition and to express their creative talent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more than just a film festival.
Oh, yeah.
So and honors to Chris Lamont, and I think we saw him out there last year. We'll see him out this year as well.
Yeah.
And looking forward to it. I'll be there Monday night. Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson, yeah.
Oh, I just think, I always liked her. She's just the coolest.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get her on the air. We'll see. I'm working on that, but we have everyone locked for next week. Again, I can't reveal what those four picks are, but we have our four Breakthrough Entertainment must-see selections. We're going to name them next week. We're going to have on some of the actors. We're going to have on the filmmakers. We're going to have a lot of fun next week. And then,
what happens?
At the Phoenix Film
Festival.
Yeah,
we're going to rush from the studio right to the
Yeah. Well, our show next week is not... Our show next week kind of, you know, it's the festival isn't next week.
That's right. So we won't be rushing next week.
No, next week. Not next week. Next week. But we will also have on folks from the Phoenix Film Festival.
That's
going to
be a cool
action.
I loved it last year.
Yeah, me too.
When they came in studio. All of them. Putzel, what a great movie.
Yes, I know. And that lady liked you, the producer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was interested in you. She was cute.
Yeah,
I'll give you her number after the break and during the break. But in the meantime, let's play play a song from Mortal Instruments again. City of Bones, Heart by Heart, one of Greg's favorite musical artists, Demi Lovato.
Oh, she's amazing.
Or is it Heart to Heart? That was Robert Wagner.
No,
and Natalie
Heart
Wood.
By Heart.
Oh, no, yeah. Stephanie Powers.
Lily Collins, I'm sure, sings better than
yeah.
this.
Yeah, and this is 1480 AM Studios KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
A Thousand Years, Part One by Christina Perry from Twilight Breaking Dawn.
Oh, yes.
Part One.
I love those Twilight movies.
I bet. Yeah, I didn't mind them. I loved Part One. I loved the birthing scene.
And you did? The birthing scene.
Yes. And this is a beautiful song.
How would you like to be the doctor giving birth? I mean, being the woman giving birth.
I listened to this song while I was on my way to Snowball. Danny was in the car, and he started playing this song, and I almost swerved off the road because I was like so...
Yeah, that is a good song. I like we're swaying right now. Anyone not watching? And Eric Swain, right. Look, it's automatic.
I'm in a swivel chair.
He's in a swivel swaying chair.
I'll love you for a thousand years.
Yes.
More.
And... it's 1480 AM Studios KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. I'm Dave Isaac, Joseph Verito, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinhardt. And again, thank you to Chris Lamont, co-founder of the Phoenix Film Festival.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great, great thing. People got to get out there. And yeah. It's such a great venue, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, and we're going to have a lot of fun out there again. 3 hours next week. It's our Phoenix Film Festival special, revealing our top four picks, and we'll talk about normal movies as well. You know, some of the other new releases and have.
Did you say normal?
I know that didn't sound right.
Eric, normal movies.
The movies that we normally talk about.
Oh,
the new
that's
releases.
What you mean.
That makes more sense.
That makes a lot more sense.
Okay, I'm glad I helped you clarify it.
Yeah. And then, you know, Then the next week we'll be out at the Phoenix Film Festival. And
yeah.
But that week, just to preview some of our shows coming out, popping my peas.
Your peas?
Yeah, because I heard myself.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Our superhero show.
I see what you're saying.
Our superhero show.
We're going to have to get you a little piece of foam for your microphone.
Yes.
Like Dave has.
Yeah, I have it right here.
I know.
I could pop my peas.
Very good for you. our superhero show in honor of Captain America, the Winter Soldier, that's coming out on April 5th. Mm-hmm. And then on April 12th, that is our dance show, our highly anticipated dance show.
You're going to see me dance salsa.
We are. We might be learning some salsa dancing.
And what's that other one? What's the other dance that is sort of really active?
I think most flamingo. Are.
River the dance? Flamenco. Flamingo.
I was river whatever. Dancing last week at the bar crawl.
How was it?
Not very good. I hurt my ankle.
Your ankle? Yeah. What does your ankle have to do with dancing?
Do you not know how to dance?
Oh, you use
do
your
I
ankles?
I was twerking as well.
Oh, what's a twerking? Is that like tweeting someone?
Shaking your booty.
Oh.
I'm sure that Greg probably knows how to shake his booty.
Eric
knows how, I'm sure.
Oh, I twerk all the time.
Nice. Yeah. I don't know what a twerk is.
You're going with me to one of these bar crawls next time.
Can you crawl and twerk?
He says,
Eric has declined with a delicious apple in his mouth.
Can you twerk and crawl?
Yes, I did.
Can you stand and twerk?
Yes, of course.
Can you twerk all night long?
I eventually hit a wall. But
twerking for a living.
But yeah, so then the week after that will be our Easter special.
What will that be like?
I don't know. I'm still planning it.
Oh.
But anyway, what I'm trying to get is you're going to want to stay tuned to the Breakthrough
My Noble
Thinking.
Steen.
The Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network.
What was that? That Shrek.
Yeah. KPHX 1480 AM every Saturday from 9 to noon is Breakthrough Entertainment. Then you got Real Hockey Talk from noon to 1, and then 1 to 2 is Breakthrough Sports.
Nicely done, Mr. Eric.
Yeah. So check us out
I
also.
I call you Danielson.
Thank you. Check us out, breakradioshow.com.
His name's Joseph, Dave.
Josephson.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't
he
know.
He calls you Eric.
Very good.
He got you guys.
No, I said Danielson.
Yeah. I know, because we're the best looking guys, though, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Nice. That was a compliment.
Yes.
But anyway, so did you guys see any other movies that you wanted to talk about? Or
Godfather.
No, let's not talk about old movies.
You know what? I think I did, but I forgot what it was.
Well, I know you mentioned a piece of news earlier.
I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
did. I don't remember what you said.
Sorry, no sleep
but,
last night.
Well, here's one thing I read today that, you know, because our friend Paul Walker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, Fast
7.
And Furious. Yeah, you know, they're going to CGI him, some scenes of him in the movie. They're going to use a body double, and they're going to CGI his face in some scenes because they want to make sure that they're able to complete the film.
Mm.
Yeah, so I read that this morning.
Yeah, yeah. I did see that the other day. Wow, what did I see? Yeah. I it was something on TV that you reviewed a few months back, and I have spaced out.
Well, that's okay.
Well, name some movies that have recently come out on DVD.
On DVD, Frozen just came out.
I've seen that in the past.
I know.
And it surpassed the $1 billion point, too.
Great
sales.
Movie. It's amazing.
Well,
amazing.
Here, you go ahead, do what you're doing, and I'll look it up.
I want to give a shout out to a What is
Dave,
there's
it
a button.
It keeps popping up. Why does it do that?
If you're going to do that,
Saving Mr. Banks.
Saving Mr. Banks? Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I saw that. How about the Single Moms Club? Any action there?
He just brought something up.
What the hell, Dave?
Oh, he said H.
Okay, so what do you... Did you like... I did not like Saving Mr. Banks.
I remember you didn't like it, and I remember Dave loved it.
Yeah.
I did like it, actually.
Yeah. And what did you think?
Well, you know what? Walt Disney, I'm always interested in doing a research, looking back at the history of everything, and especially his life, because, you know, everything that he did. And but with this, I mean, it was a very interesting story, you know, hearing about, was it J.P. Rowling? What was her last name? The lady who's based off of, But, no, it was interesting hearing everything and, you know, looking up on how Mary Poppins kind of came about. I had no idea it was a book series, that there was multiple ones, but she wouldn't let him use it again. And I really liked it. Thumbs up.
Okay.
Maybe didn't love it as much as Dave did, but I liked it a lot, though. And it was good. It was entertaining, a little long, but it moved pretty quickly, though.
All right.
There's a lot of good things with it. Anything that Paul Giamatti's in and Tom Hanks.
Fly a kite.
As long as we don't sing it and we just listen to
I like it. A little bit of medicine makes the
A little bit of medicine
makes the sugar go down.
Yeah.
Okay,
what
set it up.
My apologies for sounding like I forgot. Waking up to watch the Dodger game.
Yes, he did.
Great game, of course. Great outcome, but I'm feeling the effects.
Mr. Noisy Technology. Over there, did you see the Single Moms Club? Or
no, I didn't yet. I wasn't sure.
It's really a movie.
Tyler Perry does not screen his movies for press.
I wonder why.
Because most of them aren't very good.
Yeah. I did like some of those movies though, with Janet Jackson. That was sort of cool.
And I like the Madea movies. I'm sorry, but I don't
like those movies.
When you make 100 movies a year, they can't be good.
Right. So, you know, it's got I think Tyler Perry, she qualifies sometimes.
I don't like Madea.
Sometimes qualifies. Okay, what I was trying to say is there are some good actors in the Single Moms Club, but no, they didn't screen that, so no, we're not going to talk about that one.
No?
No. And I know the Muppets movie comes out today, but they screen that on a Saturday, so we're also not going to talk about that.
I may see that. So
if you see it, let us know. I won't get a chance to see it because, like I said, they screened it on Saturday. You know, Breakthrough Entertainment, very important show here on KPHX 1480 AM every Saturday, yet they screen the Muppets sequel during our show. So,
And darn it.
That's how they have it planned. They're like,
I know.
Oh, Joseph's
we could screen it while we're on the show.
And the... Well, one movie that I hope that they don't screen during the show, and if they do, I will rush out to see it at midnight. Pee-wee
Herman?
Yes, Pee-wee Herman.
Oh yeah, you're friends with someone.
Yes, I'm friends with the actor Paul Reubens. The Judd Apatow, of course, is making his making the new Pee-wee movie.
Oh.
Were you with him in the movie theater?
No, Pee-wee takes a holiday.
That would have been a Michael Jackson type.
Yeah, who played the popcorn and who played the butter?
They are kicking around the idea of calling it Pee-wee takes a holiday.
Oh,
and
that's
that was a long holiday.
Yeah.
on a short plank.
But they're saying that the movie will probably be shot by the end of this year.
Are we going to review it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow. Why wouldn't we review it?
So you're in the movie, so we get to review your action?
Okay. Yeah, no. Oh. But anyway, the other movie that the trailer just came out, I'm really excited about, Step Up All In.
I haven't heard of that one.
I can't tell if you're being serious.
Yeah. I'm 100% serious.
Is it like
I
poker?
I love Step Up movies.
You do?
Yes.
What's a Step Up?
Exactly.
That's what
exactly,
I'm saying.
Exactly, Mr. Pee-wee.
And Greg, really thank you for the... All right.
But yeah. I can't wait for Step Up All In. You've got a lot of the different cast members from...
Step Up?
Yeah. You don't know the Step Up movies?
Dancing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And a lot of the different characters are...
Wait, Chelsea, do you like Dirty Dancing?
Havana Nights.
Just
Dirty Dancing? I love Dirty Dancing. We already said I love twerking.
No, the movie.
Is that like
grinding?
Being...
Shut up,
I grind.
Oh, what? Is that like being all in?
Do you get grounded?
Yeah.
No, I'm being serious. I didn't
like
realize
Havana
you
like
the dancing movies.
I like dancing movies. I don't like Stomp the Yard and stuff like that. But
there's a movie called Stomp the Yard.
Breakdancing.
Yes. Step Up.
Yes, there is.
I've heard of the Step Ups. I mean, I've never seen any. I know Channing Tatum was in one.
Step Up, Step Down, and Step Child.
Step Through.
Step Sister.
Step Over.
Step Mother.
And I started to say this earlier, but a TV show that I really want people to check out. Okay?
Which is?
Check out the show. It airs Wednesday nights on ABC.
Uh-huh.
It's called Mixology.
Mixology, drinks, mixed drinks.
It's all about
dancing.
There's 10 people, and it's all about how they their experience at a club or a bar, a nice club. One night, it all takes place. The entire season takes place over the course of one night.
So it's a true
story.
It's not a documentary thing. It's not a reality show.
Okay.
No, it's a comedy.
Yes.
And you know I love How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Because How I Met Your Mother tries something different.
Right.
That's definitely what Mixology does. It tries something different.
So it's a real TV show.
It's a real TV show.
It's based in one night.
It's all one night and how these people interact
over 10 seasons.
And they develop relationships over that night, how they meet each other. And it's a very insightful show. It's actually touched me on multiple levels. The way that How I Met Your Mother has touched me.
As long as
Pee Wee
didn't touch you, we're okay.
No.
Or do they have gloves?
But check out Mixology Wednesday nights on ABC.
That sounds actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Not the dancing movies, but Pee Wee.
Wow.
Well, Pee Wee sounds great. Loved.
He likes Pee Wee.
The Circus Pee Wee was good, but I really loved the one that they made in '85. Oh, Big Adventure.
Big Adventure.
He chases his bike, and late Phil Hartman was at the very end just for a second. But that was some good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how I met Pee Wee? Paul Rubens.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Pee Wee.
How I Met My Pee Wee. How I Met My Pee Wee was
I used to
dance and sing for nickels and dimes outside of my parents' service station when I was just a young lad. And one day, Paul Rubens came and he saw me dancing. He got me an audition for Star Search.
Really?
I auditioned for Star Search.
You've heard me the story.
What was your act?
How you met him, but
I danced and sang to a song from Aladdin.
Sing that. I love that song.
No.
Well, did you actually get to go with the audition? Was it like filmed or is there?
I wouldn't
like,
be here today if I was actually on the show.
Well, I don't remember.
I didn't make it through, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, unfortunately. But that's why we need to get me on Big Brother.
All that talent just went to waste.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Look at that. But I'll dance and sing on Big Brother.
Wait,
so get me on Big Brother.
So you're saying that's why we have to get you on Big Brother so you can leave us?
Of course. Just for 3 months. That's what they do.
I still have no idea what Big Brother is. I always hear everyone talking about it.
I'll have to be the film columnist.
All right. I'll stay here.
We'll be out of business
I'll stay
before
here.
We know it.
Because I want everyone to go check out Divergent. Today was our young adult book series show. Check it out. In theaters now. Came out yesterday. And now playing again from Twilight. Okay. All right. Well... All right. Well,
you want me to play it before it's time?
No, that's okay.
We're ending early today.
I am excited.
We
well,
want every
remember
trip.
To check us out next week, our Phoenix Film Festival special. We will have a lot of fun. 3 hours all about the festival and some other exciting things going on. So, just stick around.
And we want to hear the continuous saga of the bar crawl.
Yeah, we'll see how things go.
We'll
I got some exciting things going on.
Too.
No more aloof people. Yeah. No more aloof people. Goodbye. Hand wave. Twilight, A Thousand Years, Part 2 by Christina Perry.
There's
from Twilight.
Two versions of
yeah,
a song?
Yeah. Well, this one was from Breaking Dawn, Part 2.
And then she did a... Oh, okay. I recognize the song.
Yeah, because we just played the first part.
Oh, it's the but same song?
It's Part 2.
But it's the same song?
It's like a continuation of it.
Part 2.
It's like a reprise.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
reprisal.
Kind of, but it tells a different story.
It's like a surprise.
It's like the end of the love story.
All right, very
end of it. Oh, yeah, at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
also
I remember.
A male voice in this song.
Yeah, I hope they make a Part 6.
Yeah. Go see Divergent.
And go see Twilight and Hunger Games. And stay tuned. Real Hockey Talk coming right up at 12.
This is 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.